no sense.
From the town that brought you Jimi Hendrix, Kurt Cobain, and Starbucks, broadcasting from C-Town WA, it's Chris Cochran.
You're gonna remember this the rest of your life.
You ever take it off any sweet jumps?
Welcome to another episode of the CarCast. I'm Chris Cochran, your host, coming to you today from Mobile Studio 2A. That's right, Mobile Studio 2A. You may wonder what Mobile Studio? I don't know what that is. Mobile Studio 2A is from the Walla Walla, the Washington State Ferry Walla Walla. And we are riding on the ferry home from Bremerton after a big weekend visiting the in-laws. And Mikey, what do you see outside the window right now?
A Coast Guard, two of them.
Two Coast Guards. Let me adjust your mic a little bit. There you go. Yeah, what's on the front of them?
A big giant gun.
Yeah, a big old gun. There's two Coast Guard boats with their blue lights flashing. They've been following us since we left the dock. Do you know why?
No.
Why? And how come you don't know?
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows. We're not sure why there's two Coast Guard. They're just little... What kind of boats would you say those are? They're little small boats. They're probably like 12 foot long.
They look like...
Dinghies?
Tugboats.
Yeah, they're a little small. Well, they're not tugboats. They've got rubber on the sides.
Yeah.
And Coast Guards have rubber around their dinghies. Why doesn't he know? Because he wouldn't ask Mr. Mushkus. That is correct. Anyway, lots of stuff talked about on the show today. We're going to give you a little brief weekend rundown. All of us are here. Riley, Rachel, Michael, and Heidi. And Mikey's donning the headset first. He'll give that up, of course, in a few minutes to Rachel, who's going to tell us about her very first softball game of the season. Now, something big is happening tomorrow, Mikey. Do you know what it is?
We are going to the opening Mariners game tomorrow.
The opening day game for the Seattle Mariners. That should be pretty fun. And what's the thing you're most looking forward to?
Catching a baseball.
Now, it's possible. We're sitting in foul base territory. It's possible, but not very likely with where we're sitting. So, what would be your biggest dream?
What do you mean?
About going to the Mariners. Like, what would be the dream come true for the Mariners game?
Catch Ichiro's home run.
And Ichiro would hit a home run up the third base line into foul territory?
Yeah.
Okay. It could wrap around the pole, bounce off, and roll down 30 to 40 aisles and sections. And you could get it. Yeah, it's possible. Well, you got to say that louder.
I thought it would be streaking naked through the field.
But that would be Mikey's dream? Oh, and then do you know who's throwing out the first pitch tomorrow?
Hasselbeck.
Matt Hasselbeck. So that'll be pretty cool. Maybe I'll wear my Hasselbeck jersey and my Mariners hat. The people behind us just left. Not sure why. Now, there's a girl right in front of us who's running a PC. It's a Dell PC. I got to be quiet. And it's an HP, I mean. And she left her Wi-Fi on, and I actually like connected to her Wi-Fi. But she's using iTunes, too, which is kind of a funny combination. Anyway.
Coast Guards are gone.
Coast Guards are... Oh, they are gone. We're out in the middle of Puget Sound now, and the Coast Guards are gone. It's a pretty beautiful day out today. Kind of a nice spring day. I took a picture of the boats, and I'll post those on the website tonight. And you can see what kind of boat the Coast Guard was following us with. But
the water is really calm.
Yeah, the water is pretty calm today. So why did we go to Bremerton?
I don't know. Well, it was my great-grandpa's birthday.
Yeah? How old did he turn?
77.
And did we get him a gift?
Yes.
What did we get him?
CDs.
What kind of CDs?
I don't know. Gaither CDs.
Gaither CDs. Old-time Southern Gospel CDs for him. And we got him those because why?
I don't know. They got a new car, and it has a CD player in it.
Yeah, and they didn't have any... Because they're old, they don't have any CDs. I wanted to buy him Apple's iTunes downloads, but Mom said that would be a waste of money, and I would just use them on myself. Here's this gift I'm going to use, and I'll download some anyway. So, Anyway, today also was the beginning of Daylight Savings Time. Does anybody know the history of Daylight Savings Time? You do?
I know. Really? I know.
What?
1642.
Wait, what?
What is... In 1642, the Romans said, let's change time back? The Roman Empire wasn't even around in 1642. Wait. Give her the headphones so she can tell us this. Thanks for being on the show. Come on. Give up the headphones. There you go.
Okay. I'm Riley Cochran.
You don't have to adjust that sleeve it and talk.
Okay. So, my dad told me that Greeks, they said... I don't remember what they said. Okay, I forgot.
I never told you anything about the Greeks in Daylight Savings Time.
Tell me something about it. You said that they decided that if there's 12... There's 12 days and...
I think that maybe you dreamt this.
Okay.
No, I was talking about the months.
Oh, yeah,
August.
That's right.
How come August has 31 days?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Why there's only 28 days in February? No, that's not why. Do you know why we have 28 days in February?
Because...
Augustus was one of the emperors of Rome.
Because they had to add extra.
And he only
day.
Had 30 days in his month, and he wanted 31 days because he wanted to show how powerful he was. So they added a day to August and took a day from February.
They did.
How come there's 28? Because there was originally 29. Now there's 28.
Now it's greedy.
What about leap years? No, those don't count. They're not real years anyway. We don't really count them. So anyway, let's talk about... Give those headphones to Rachel now. And I want to talk with Rachel about her... You're popular. Oh, you're so popular.
I'm popular.
I want to talk to you about Saturday. What happened on Saturday, the big day?
I hit a home run in baseball.
Pull those down a little closer. You what? No, we'll start over. What was the big deal about Saturday?
Softball.
What was it about softball?
What do you mean?
First game
first
of the season?
First game. Sorry.
Yeah, but it didn't count, right?
Yeah.
It was just a practice game.
Yep.
So,
shut up.
Now, tell me about the day. We started out in the morning by going to Mikey's baseball. I took Mikey over to his baseball practice.
No.
And what happened when we got there? Get your face up by that microphone so she can hear you.
Wrong field and wrong time.
Wrong field, wrong time. So Mikey didn't get a practice.
Yeah.
So we drove back home, picked up Rach, went to McDonald's on the way home, and got a little breakfast sandwich for Mikey, and went to back home and got Rachel loaded up the van to go to Bremerton because we left directly from the game to Bremerton. And what is the first thing you noticed about playing, the first thing you were worried about during the day? Remember the weather?
Oh, yeah, the weather.
What about it?
It was rainy.
It
and
was
ugly.
Rainy and muddy and ugly. And Rachel, we got there and we played on the field. What was unusual about the field that you played on?
It was turf.
It was all turf. It was field turf is what they call it. It's the kind of turf that like the Seahawks stadium uses, Husky stadium uses, same kind of turf.
It really hurts to slide on too.
Does it?
And it's like a rug burn.
Like rug burn. And so we got to the stadium, and there was all this turf there, and it's all like brown turf for the infield, green turf for the outfield, and there's only dirt where you'd actually slide,
yep.
Right? And pitcher's mound is
all
dirt, home plate, all the bases. Okay, so who started pitching?
Me.
You, and how did you do?
I don't know.
You only allowed two runs. And struck two
struck
out.
Struck two out.
Yeah. Now, that was, and now, for those of you who are thinking like Major League Baseball at 9-year-old and 10-year-old softball, that's freaking good. Because there's a 5-run limit. So what happens if you score 5 runs?
Then the other team gets their turn to bat.
Right. So 5-run limit per inning, per team. So if you only allow 2 runs, that's a pretty good inning. And Rachel only allowed 2 runs. And then your first at bat, what did you do?
Hit a home run.
Literally. She hit a home run. She cranked the ball. Which direction?
Left, sort of.
Yeah? Towards center field?
Like in between center and left.
Yeah. And you ran so fast around the bases. that you made it all the way back. Now, tell us about what your feelings were as you crossed home plate.
No.
Yeah, tell us.
I was happy.
You were happy. And what, let me turn you up just here a little bit. So what did you do as you were crossing home plate?
Took my helmet off.
And?
Celebrated, yeah.
The crowd was going wild, so Rachel takes her helmet off and does what?
Waves.
Waves it to the crowd like she like she's Babe Ruth running around the bases for the World Series. What's your nickname around home for baseball?
Richie
Rowe.
I said Richie.
Richie Rowe. Now, Rachel would never tell you this in real life, but she's hoping that when she grows up, she can marry an Asian man so they can name their child Richie Rowe.
No.
That's what she's hoping. Now, you got a new shirt in preparation for tomorrow's game, is that correct?
Two
new shirts. What was your shirts?
They were the Mariners Ichiro, and then another one was Richie Sexton.
So you're pretty excited about the game then? And which one are you going to wear?
Sexton.
Really? You're going to wear Sexton instead of Ichiro. That's unusual. How come?
Because he called it.
Oh. That's a good reason. Yes, ma'am.
Can we get shirts?
We all have shirts. What about you? Yes, you do. You can wear one of the kids' shirts. Yes, you can. Anyway.
You can wear it as a bandana.
Bandana. Okay, so give those headphones to Mom real quick. She's going to do some talking. And I want you to hear a listener comment. We got a listener comment from our good friend Bob in response to the coffee thing. So,
Bob.
Yeah, I don't know if you can hear it or not, but hold on.
Chris, hey, it's Robert. I'm just calling back about the whole McDonald's coffee thing. I should have told you that I do live in Virginia, so I don't think our blend now is going to be the Seattle's best. Which you can buy it like Rite Aid and stuff around here. So I think it's different, but I think the Seattle's best would be better than what they used to have out there. Anyway, keep up the good work, man. Take care. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
It's not actually Bob. It's Robert.
Robert.
And so Robert was calling in response to, from West Virginia, by the way.
How did he find out about you?
I don't know. I just, he found me.
I like West Virginia.
Really? What do you know about West Virginia?
It's a pretty state.
You know what I know about West Virginia? Second cheapest place in America to buy cigars.
Hmm.
Yeah, lowest taxes. You know what's lower?
What?
Guess which state is lower.
Alabama.
Texas.
Oh, close.
1.1 cent tax on every cigar sold, that's it.
Wow.
How do you do a 0.1 cent? That's what I want to know.
They figured it out.
Hmm.
They figured those things out at the White House.
So anyway, Robert, thanks for the comment. Really appreciate that. And I'll tell you what I am doing. I'm in search of the gourmet coffee, not Seattle's Best at McDonald's, and I will try it out because I want to. Now, tell me your feelings on Seattle's Best coffee for those of you who don't know.
Well, I'm not a big fan of Seattle's Best coffee.
What do we call Seattle's Best?
I don't remember.
Seattle's Worst.
Yeah.
I was hoping you'd know that and it'd make for some comedic humor, but it didn't.
I like Cafe Vita. Vita Cafe.
Oh, Cafe Vita.
Yeah, it's very good coffee.
Cafe Vita is a local roastery here
Robert
on Capitol Hill.
Robert has to come out and taste some real coffee.
Oh, my goodness. Cafe Vita. In fact, I'll tell you what. We should do a contest, and we'll send the winner a pound of Cafe Vita.
Oh, we'll send Robert one. Tell Robert to send his address, and we'll send him a...
Just like that?
Yeah. Yeah, he needs to taste some good coffee.
All right, Robert, here's the deal. You send me a little voice comment with your... No, don't send me a voice comment with your address, but just email me your address, and I'll tell you what. We'll send you a pound of Seattle's best, real best coffee, Cafe Vita, and we'll send it to you through the mail.
Yeah.
Did you know that there's restrictions on sending coffee to other countries?
Really?
Yeah.
West Virginia's not another country.
It might seem like one, though.
Maybe.
What do you know about West Virginia?
I know it's a beautiful state.
Really? How do you know that? Because it's in the John Denver song?
I've been there. No, I've been there. We've been through there when we went.
You have?
Yes.
Really? What does it look like?
It's very... There's lots of trees.
Yeah?
Yeah. Hardwood trees, which are my favorite.
Yeah.
Unlike here, where it's all evergreens and yucky pines.
Oh, those are beautiful.
No, I like oaks and maples. That's where the real trees are. They're in West Virginia.
I'm going to resist the obvious hardwood joke.
Okay. Nasty man, you are a nasty man.
Well, that's what happens when my wife gets on the show. I embarrassed her. So, anyway, what I find kind of odd about this whole thing, what we're doing right now, no one's looked at as funny.
Nobody cares.
I know, it's kind of odd.
We're not weird enough.
We're coming up on West Seattle. I can see it right there in the distance.
The FBI is coming.
Female body inspector?
Ooh, there you go.
It's not really. It's
no.
a...
we have to explain that comment now since nobody can see that.
Well, a gentleman just walked past us with an FBI jacket on and hat on.
He was Keep talking.
He was inspecting our show.
Ah, there you go. So, anyway.
Singing's good.
We decided to do something this summer over this week.
We're going to fly to Orlando.
And we're going to go on...
Well, we're going to go on a vacation?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we've never done that.
No.
Well, we've been on vacation, but we've never been to, like...
The East Coast ever, together.
No, I've never been to
the lived there, but I don't...
I've never been to Florida, have you?
Yes, we went through the very tip of Florida just to say we had when we drove down to Alabama.
So you didn't actually stay there or do anything there?
No.
And we're
we stopped and got some seashells at a store.
Did she sell seashells by the seashore?
She did.
And can you say that?
She sells shells by the seashore. No, again. I'm bad at those things. I can't even talk normal.
So we're going to go there, and the plan is that we're going to go and spend the first 4 days at...
Disney World.
Disney World. Now, here's the thing I've been wondering about. When I talk about this on the show... I'm wondering if I should actually say when we're going.
Yeah.
Well, here's the reason why.
Uh-huh.
If I say on my show, hey, my name is Chris Cochran, and I live in Seattle, and that's not really a stage name, that's my real name.
Right.
And then I'm in the phone book.
Right.
And then I say I'm gone on vacation for 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
And someone looks me up and finds out our address and robs our house while we're gone.
It's impossible because there's people at our house all the time.
That's true, but I just was... Well, I would hate for Elise to get confronted by some guy just... driving out from, like, say, West Virginia.
I don't think Robert's going to come to our house and rob us.
No, not Robert.
Well, he lives in West Virginia.
Usually Jeremy's there. That's true. Usually Elise's boyfriend Jeremy's
there. People are at our house, so if they're hungry, they can come by.
Now, describe for me... So anyway, we're going to go on this vacation. Mm-hmm. I want to talk about one other thing before we end up the show.
Okay.
We... I got an email from Michael DeRoos, too.
Michael DeRoos.
I got to talk about that.
So, the little man,
we're
going
to go. We're going to spend 4 days at Disney World, which you've never been to, and then what?
Then we're going to drive around. We're going to go down to the Florida Keys and spend a day down there. And
does it seem like this boat is like vibrating a lot more than normal?
No,
it does to me.
Hmm.
So we were speculating today on what would happen if the boat sank and whether or not we'd be financially compensated for like my computer.
Depends on if we floated or not.
Hey, my new Timbuktu bag is waterproof. It can go in the water.
You'd be like, save the bag.
I wonder if I could sue Timbuktu because they say their bags are waterproof.
I don't know.
But they're not waterproof. They're water resistant.
Oh, yeah. Well, that'd be one way to find out.
Mm, let's find out. Let's drag it through the water and then sue Timbuktu.
Let's not do that.
And then I could get a new MacBook Pro.
No.
All right. This little piece of feedback from our good friend Michael DeRoos. Just a small piece of feedback. Haven't emailed you much lately on account of me being busy with my science fair project.
Ooh, brainy.
Yeah, he's smart. In fact, if you look up Michael DeRoos...
I like smart kids.
If you look up Michael DeRoos in Google, he spells his name... I'm not going to tell you, but he spells his name different than the average Michael. But if you look up his name in Google...
Mikkel.
He's in there. Do you know why? Because he won a science fair a couple years ago.
Oh, he's so smart.
Yeah. By the way, you asked me about something about
what?
Michael DeRoos... Remember you made an offer last time we were going to Bremerton?
I don't remember.
You said that Michael DeRoos should come visit us?
Yeah.
And then you asked me if he ever like talked back about it, and I said no, and you wanted to know what's up with that.
No, maybe he doesn't want to come. That's all right. He's busy with his science fair project.
Maybe his science fair should be human flight.
Hey, there's science things in Seattle, you know,
There's the Pacific Science Center.
There is, Michael. You need to bring it here. Bring it on.
Anyway, the sound sing tour was okay, except for the fact that you couldn't hear the coffee server. Yeah, I know. It's tough because these microphones that I got are great for keeping out background noise, not great for picking up other people. And I felt stupid enough with the headphones on that I didn't want to be like, can you please speak in, lean a little closer through the window, honey, and speak into my microphone that's an inch in from my mouth.
Ooh, weird.
I didn't want to do that.
No.
Especially at McDonald's. What, like, how would you describe McDonald's employees in Seattle?
Happy to have a job.
Let's see. I gotta turn something off real quick because I'm hearing the sound say that we're out of time. But
well,
I'm
the city's right here, so maybe
I know,
we
we're
should
almost done.
Be, to be continued.
But I gotta finish this. No,
okay,
no.
All right,
couldn't hear the coffee server in Seattle. They do have. Do they have cheap coffee places? Cheap coffee places. There are Starbucks, but they have expensive novelty coffees. I would hardly call.
Poor man's latte. He doesn't know about that one.
Well, no, what he's here, we have a store called Tim Hortons.
Ooh, love, good sandwiches.
Love Tim Hortons.
Yeah,
in fact, he
Tim
goes
Hortons.
On to say there are a lot of them. In some cases, there are two on the same road. Their stuff is cheap and pretty good. They sell excellent donuts, and some stores have sandwiches, coffee, etc.
Good sandwiches at Tim Hortons.
Etc. You also mentioned you took non-sugar sweetener. What kind? Actually, the truth is they gave me sugar, even though I asked for non-sugar sweetener. But I normally take, my favorite is, what
Splenda.
Do we have?
Splenda.
Yeah, the yellow stuff.
Some contain aspartame, which is believed to be a carcinogen.
Which is an interesting thing. If you do some research on the carcinogens in artificial sweeteners, I like Splenda because I think it tastes the best. But if you do some research on artificial sweeteners, the reason that some of them cause carcinogens is because they gave mice the same amount of the sweetener of aspartame in a daily dosage that the average person would consume in 5 years. And it caused cancer. I wonder why.
Yeah.
Yes.
Son.
Gotta go. It's getting late. Kisses okay. from Barry, Michael DeRoos. All right. So that's it from Michael DeRoos. So that's all the time we have for
that's
today because we're going
we
to
get back in our van.
Port here. We got to get back in our van. So from Riley, Rachel, Michael's waving. You can't see that, but he is. And Heidi
Bye.
And I. See you next time.
Sayonara.
On yet another episode of
The CarCast.
The sun never shines. The CarCast. Chris Cochran. Podcasting while driving through the mean streets of Seattle. Don't you be driving like no fool, or he'll be calling you out.
We love you, CarCast, we do. Oh, CarCast, we love you.